And on the line now, I have our very own George Mulcahy. Good afternoon, George.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm good, I'm good. And we're going to talk about the upcoming 25th anniversary of Near FM. Have you been here since day one, George, or how long have you been with Near FM?
I started, John, back in December. I think it was December the 1st, 2003. So it was slightly after we've been on air since 95, I think it was.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's 95, so we're 25 years old officially this year. But my beginnings was back in December 2003. And there's been no looking back since, as they say. It's been a phenomenal experience and probably the best thing I think I've ever done in my life. And yeah. I say that with all genuineness. But as you know, the kind of volume of work that we do here at Near FM is immense, and it's just been an absolute joy and a privilege to be part of it.
And how did you get involved in the first place?
Well, I'd been involved long before back in the early 80s, when Jack Byrne was trying to develop a new kind of broadcasting that wasn't wall-to-wall pop music.
Yeah.
And so I'd been involved back then when we were just a mere baby, if you like. I'd known Jack, and Jack had asked me to get involved again to try and develop some kind of youth programming, which we did. And together we developed a program called The Zone, which was quite successful. So, that was the beginning. But since then, I've been involved in so many, pardon me, other areas of broadcasting, and training now as well, which I enjoy immensely. It's been a long, almost 17 years, John.
Yeah,
almost 17 years.
And as you said, there's a lot more goes on in Near FM. You know, we do great programs and things like that, and we do great music programs as well. But as you mentioned, training there. So you have young people coming into you and they want to get involved with radio. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Yeah, well, we can... I mean, I've been involved as a trainer now for about 2 years in Near FM, and it's an opportunity that I thought I'd never get, you know, the ability. I'm a great believer in a thing called reciprocity, which means if you get something from somebody, I think it's an obligation that you give it back.
Yeah.
And all of that knowledge that I've kind of gained over the years of my 17 years there, you don't realise how much you know, but I think the ability that you've been given to pass it on to people coming in to the station who probably never been, you know, in a radio station in their lives, I think is a huge thing, and it's an opportunity that I thought I'd never get, but it was given to me, and I greatly appreciate it. But we've run many different training programs for various organisations in the area. A few years ago, we began a training project called Mature Voices.
Yeah.
The original idea of that was to try and get people who were, I think, over 55 and see if there was any interest in training them to do media. And we didn't know it would work, but it's worked incredibly well. You know, there are people who do that course now who are doing programs on Near FM, and we've run two or three similar courses since. And you know, these are people who probably never thought they'd be in the radio in their lives, and they're coming in now. You know, they've gotten themselves that technical knowledge as well, which is important, so they have that autonomy to work by themselves. That ability, I think that we don't teach, we facilitate.
Yeah, yeah.
We give these people the tools to do whatever they want to do, you know, and in whatever area of programming they see fit. And they don't necessarily have to present. You know, you can produce, you can research, you can do other things. You can be, if you're technically minded, you can do some technical stuff as well for people. But As I said, I mean, this was a guy who walked into Tinir FM on the 1st of December 2003, and I didn't have a computer. You know? I'd never been on the internet. I wasn't technically savvy at all. I mean, I was DJing. My background was in DJing, John.
Yeah.
It wasn't in, like, proper radio, if you get my drift. Yeah. I worked on pirate radio stations, many of them. But nothing like this. I mean, this had real substance to it. But, the first thing I had to do was learn how to how to switch on a computer and then learn how to meander my way around the internet. That was the next thing. And then interview people. Now, I'd never kind of done an interview with anybody before. And I think my first interview was with Pave Point. But it's all of those things, those skills that you develop along the way, and all of what I know now, I put down to my involvement in Near FM. I wouldn't have any of these skills without Near FM, and I'm immensely grateful to all the people who've given me little bits of what they know so I can do what I do in there now.
Yeah, and the people in Near FM as well, they gave you a great leeway. You can do what you want to do within reason, of course, you know. So
it is, you know, John. It's nothing like it's not. We're not commercial radio, you know. Yeah. We're not. We don't get bits of paper to when we walk in the door.
This is what you say. This is what you don't say.
This is what we say, and this is what we play, and that kind of thing. We come in here, and I mean, I've been involved in many areas of programming over the 17 years that I've been there, 16 and a half. And I mean, these are things I never thought I'd do. These are the kind of things I never thought I could do. I started, as I mentioned earlier, in youth programming. That developed into being involved in Northside Today for, I think, 2 or 3 years. And then launching Lifeline back in, I think we did the pilot for that in January 2007. So that's 13 and a bit years. We've been on air doing that. God knows how many thousands of shows. I've no medical background. I'm probably not the best example of a healthy specimen. But it's getting all of that experience in doing interviews and having all the podcasts that you've done that. That's another thing that we have. We've got a huge bank of podcasts that we can listen to at any time, and the public can listen to at any time if they log on to the website. Just look for "Listen Again" at the top of the homepage, and we basically covered everything. You know, you guys do what you do on Northside Today, political stuff, the current affairs stuff. We do health, lifestyle, and well-being. Other people do music programming. You have Fergus Carol, the sports programming. You've got we do everything, and it's great that one of the other things that I love about Near FM is that you can turn on and hear a language that you don't understand. Other people do, but because you don't understand, it doesn't mean it has no cultural relevance. Of course it does.
You mentioned there yourself.
Their involvement in developing intercultural programming has been second to none. And hats off to us, and I think that's one of the things we do best. Maybe we don't pat ourselves on the back enough for it.
I know it is. It's fantastic. But you mentioned there earlier about you teaching, more or less, and it's great meeting people. One of the things I enjoy most is meeting people, because everybody's different and everybody's very, very interesting. And when people come into the studio at first and they see the desk and all the faders and all the buttons and all that, it's very daunting. But I say it's very fulfilling for you, George, when you see them coming out the other end and they're in the studio, they're confident and they're
Yeah, I mean, I can remember the first time I came in here. I'd no experience with editing anything. We were working MIDI discs at the time. Yeah. This was long before we moved on to digital formats. And I had no idea how to edit. And I can remember, I think it was Geraldine Wynn, the late Geraldine Wynn, who showed me how to edit on the MIDI disc. I went back to college for 2 years to learn how to do the digital stuff, because that was my nemesis. You know, I didn't have any kind of a technical background before I came in. And sometimes when I'm down in Studio 3, John, and I'm doing some editing, I pinch myself.
I know the feeling, yeah. This.
You know, I couldn't have done this 16, 17 years ago. I wouldn't have had the confidence to do it 16, 17 years ago, but I can do it now. And I can teach people how to do it as well, or train people, as we say, how to do it as well. And it's great seeing people at the start of a course. Yes, they're enthusiastic, but there's a bit of fear in them.
Yeah,
and they've probably never been in the radio studio before. And they come in, and there's a bank of buttons and faders, and it might put a few people off. But once you get them familiar with it, and you allow them to come in and get their fingers dirty and make mistakes. You've got to make mistakes. You don't learn anything if you don't make mistakes. And they can make as many mistakes as they want. You know, it's not going out live on air. And we can impart that confidence. We allow them to sit in on programs when we do them live so they can see how it's done. And I think that takes down some of the walls as well. But that's what we do. We're involved in so many areas of broadcast. And the other thing as well is doing our outside broadcasts.
Yeah.
So we have a pop-up studio where we can pop up at any time, you know. The one thing I missed this year is the Rose Festival down in St. Anne's.
Yeah.
Because of COVID, unfortunately, we've had to knock that on the head. It's not happening this year, but hopefully it'll be back next year. I mean, that, for me, is probably my highlight. And we always get the weather for it, which is great.
We've been very lucky in that respect. We're a community radio station, one of my things that I like best is meeting people from the community, like volunteers, people who run boxing clubs, football clubs, you know, the local associations. And we had Debbie on last week, and she was talking about friends that she's made through interviewing people and through Near FM. Do you find that yourself?
Yeah, the amount of, we're lucky, John, in the fact that we were surrounded by a lot of community groups and community organisations. There's a really good feed of information into the station.
Yeah,
and it's the fact that, you know, we can get out there and talk to these people as well. You'd be amazed. Probably several hundred community-based organisations within a relatively small area. And it's great that we have that two-way contact between us and them, so that if there's something happening, we can cover it maybe studio-wise. Or we have these devices now called Zooms, so we can go out and we can do interviews with them while these events are actually happening. The great thing is about 6 months back, I did an interview with a chap called Mark Conlon, who was running 33 marathons in 33 days.
That's right, yeah.
I did an interview with him as he was doing, I think he was on mile 6 or 7 on marathon number 9. <You know? laughs> So he was running as I was talking to him. But that's the nature of community radio. We are an amazing asset to the community that we represent. We really are. And again, I mentioned earlier the volume of work that we've done over the years. We don't see it really when we do it day to day, but if you look at the volume of it as it's built up, especially when you look at the podcasts that we've done, it's just huge. It's absolutely huge. And I think our contribution to the community has been immense. I mean, there's no question about that. Absolutely no question whatsoever.
Okay, George, now, as you know, we have to finish up a bit early, all our shows, for the cleaning of the studios and the preparation for the next presenter. Is there anything you'd like to add before we go?
Just a big happy birthday to Near FM, 25 years old, a quarter of a century. And here's to 35, 45, and then the big 50. And I hope to be around for that, John.
And hopefully there'll be a bit of a get together when everything settles down.
I know it's difficult at the moment with COVID, but you know, we stayed on air, we did our thing. It's difficult at the moment, but we're coping, we're managing very well, I have to say. But yeah, it's been great talking to you, John.
Okay, George, and I'll see you shortly, hopefully, when all this is settled down. Thanks very much for taking the call, George.
We'll have a get together as soon as this thing is done and gone with.
Okay.
Hopefully soon.
Right, thank you,
George.
John. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, lovely man there. That's our own George Mulcahy there.